Today is the first day of competition at the Winter Olympics, and the athletes didn't disappoint. Two Americans won medals, and one broke a world record, though that record held for just 20 minutes. NPR's Howard Berkus is in Salt Lake City. He joins us now. Howard, American Derek Para broke the world record in the 5,000-meter event, but he didn't win the gold. So what happened?
Well, 20 minutes later, somebody skated faster, broke Derek Para's world record by 3 seconds, and that gave Dutch skater Jakob Uytehaga the gold medal, and Derek Para walks away with the silver. Uytehaga was the favorite, but, and you know, this is not Derek Para's event. He skates better at longer distances, but you know, his silver medal clearly is an upset.
Well, what about this guy? What about this athlete Derek Para? Can you tell us a little more about him?
You know, he used to skate roller derby, and then he went to inline skating. He's from Southern California. It's not exactly a speed skating heaven there. He's actually part of a trend of inline skaters. Some are from Southern cities, some are from disadvantaged backgrounds, who really seem to be energizing speed skating. He was on the U.S. team in Nagano in 1998, but he didn't compete there. So this was his first Olympic competition. Here he breaks a world record, at least for 20 minutes. He gets a silver medal. Maybe it's his habit of eating a pack of Fig Newtons the night before he skates. You know, maybe he had two packs last night. I should say that the ice at the Olympic Oval is considered the fastest on Earth, and you know, records fall there all the time. Today it was Derek Para's turn, briefly, and he still walks away with that silver medal.
Well, another American won a silver medal today, Shannon Barkey in the mogul skiing competition. Was that also a surprise?
The way she reacted, it seems so, maybe to her. She was just absolutely overjoyed, jumping with excitement. She had an aggressive run through the bumps of the moguls course. But she, you know, she is one of three Americans who were considered medal contenders in moguls. The other two didn't medal. Hannah Hardaway finished fifth. Ann Battelle finished seventh. The gold, by the way, went to Kari True of Norway, and she was the overwhelming favorite in that race.
Now, what about the cross-country skiing race today? I've heard it was really exciting, which is not the description often applied to cross-country skiing, apparently.
No, I mean, you're right about that. But there's a new event in the Olympics. It's called Cross-Country Mass Start, where the racers kind of bunch up at the start, and then they jostle for position, you know, pushing and shoving after the gun goes off. And the 15-kilometer race for women today had this incredible finish. Stefania Belmondo of Italy broke her ski pole 5 kilometers from the finish. Now, she had been skiing with the leaders. Her pole breaks. She bursts into tears as she's struggling to catch up with just one pole. Others are passing her. She fell 7 seconds behind the leaders. And then her team trainer passes her a pole from the side of the course. This is legal. Belmondo caught the leader then near the finish, sprinted past her, and beat her by less than 2 seconds. I mean, who says cross country is boring?
NPR's Howard Berkus is covering the Olympics in Salt Lake City. Thank you, Howard.
Thank you, Lisa.